Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends, my family, all of my buddies from around the world. I'm so glad you're with me today. Whatever format you find us on, we are just praying God's favor into your life and that you are walking and resting in His perfect goodness and His grace. I'm in John chapter 6, about to dig into the real heart of the matter as we're about to get into a great conversation between Jesus and the Pharisees. Now, on yesterday's podcast, I closed by introducing you to the concept that under the new covenant, the only work that you have, this is the work of God that you believe in Him whom He sent. If you want to work God's work, then just believe on Jesus. That prompts the response from the crowd in verse 30. Therefore, they said to Him, "What sign will you perform then that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do?" Now notice the reason that they ask this is because He just said, this is the work of God that you believe in Him whom He sent. He didn't say, this is the work of God that you believe in me. He is wanting them to come to the conclusion that He is the one God has sent without Him coming out and saying it. So they say to Him, if you want us to believe it's you, you need to prove it. What work will you do? Are you catching the irony? If you've been listening to this podcast every day, you probably just thought what I did. How dare they say, what are you going to do to prove to us that you're the one? This is the same crowd that yesterday he fed them out of 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, enough food that everybody was full, and there were 12 baskets left over. Same crowd. I know John's not always chronological, but John 6 is very clear in the 22nd verse that it's the following day. So it's the same group of people that just got fed, 5,000 people the day before. And now they're actually saying to Him, what are you going to do so that we can believe? What works will you do? 31, our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now, I think the reference they're making here, well, I know the scriptural reference they're making here is to their forefathers who are walking around in the wilderness eating manna. But I think the reference that they're making is to the miracle that Jesus did the day before. They're trying to figure out if He is saying anything through that miracle, because the day before He fed them bread, lots of bread, 12 fragments of bread left over. It's very possible that those 12 fragments of bread are still sitting there, that His disciples took them with Him or that the people brought them with Him. And maybe they're passing those 12 baskets full of fragments out even as they ask about bread. So Jesus says to them in verse 32, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So Jesus says what your fathers were eating in the wilderness was bread, but it wasn't from Moses. Man had nothing to do with it. It was from God. And I say to you that the true bread that comes from heaven is not bread like this. And perhaps Jesus picked up the fragments from the day before and held it up as an object and said, this isn't the bread from heaven. This is the bread from earth. The bread of God is He. Notice what He says in 33. It's He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So Jesus identifies the bread as a He, as a person. Now, can you take a guess who the He is? And He's wanting the crowd to have that same revelation. Then they said to Him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. Now notice that Jesus has said, I have told you these things and yet you don't believe. So He knows, He senses what we're going to find out in the 41st verse. We're not there yet, but we're going to find out that they don't buy it. He senses that the crowd is not buying it. All the Father gives me come to me, and the one who comes to me, I love this phrase, I will by no means cast out. Or in the Greek, there's a more certainty to it. I will certainly not cast him out. And I'm going to stop there today at 37. We'll pick up 38 tomorrow. But I want to leave you with the thought that if you come to Jesus, He makes a promise. He will not cast you out. Come to Jesus by faith. Every day is not going to be rosy, but He will by no means cast you out. He can't. You're His. He belongs to you. You belong to him. Rest in that good news. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.